Hello. Hello again. It's still me, Auntie Vera Charles from VeraSpeaks.com. From those straight boys over at Flat 29, we're going to move to those gay boys over at Foul Monkeys. Throbbing with pride, it's Pride 48.
Hi, this is Ricky and Julian from the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Please join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The only time zone that matters.
On Pride48.com.
You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew. And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why has it got to be black?
You know why.
Oh, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And of course, I'd... fucked it up already today.
Of course you did.
Oh, my heart is going...
Because you're going to fuck it up.
I'm sorry. So, this is Ricky.
We already did this.
Okay. We have some special guests in the house. It took a lot of talking to do. They don't like to do live shows because they're scared.
But...
No.
I believe I sent you a text message driving 60 miles an hour going, I'll totally be on your show sometime.
Welcome, Taylor and Taffy from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Hello.
Hello.
We are so glad to have you here in the studio with us this evening.
Is it just me or do you just want to go, good times?
Good times, good times, good times, good times. So it's the top of the hour here at Pride 48. We're going to be playing a little Leo Sayer for you later on.
Taylor has the official mic that I used to have that goes in and out.
Can you talk?
Hello?
That is a problem for Taylor. Oh, he's back.
Okay. Well, it'll go in and out, but it'll go in and out quickly. Because again, as I've spoken about on our show, hair trigger.
It doesn't help the fact that I keep crimping the cord that connects to his
oxygen mask.
Well, we tested all this out on Wednesday. And of course, we sit down 10 minutes before we start the show. And no, of course it can't go right.
No. God, and Ricky's going, oh my God, where's the cord?
Ricky had a mac and cheese moment.
I've had four vodka or sweet tea vodkas and sweet teas, whatever. So I'm a little nervous. I'm trying to
Alcohol's supposed to calm you down, actually.
I know, but did it go out again?
For a second.
Ugh. Okay. How is everyone in the room? We have 65 users.
We do. Wow.
That's hello, awesome. Children. That's amazing.
Four more from my favorite number.
And we hope everybody listening is having a cocktail this evening because you are going to need it for 2 hours of this. I hear squeaking in the background. Yeah, it's driving me nuts.
That's because you didn't put the ball gag in tighter.
Oh, fuck.
When you can still hear squealing, that means you need to just shove it in a little deeper.
Yeah. Get right up. Get right up on that mic.
That's going to
be... Yeah, right up on the mic. You got right up on it like it's a big old cock.
Like you're going to...
Jesus.
And from what I understand, that's about the circumference, that microphone.
We have heard stories about Tank.
Tank is thorough.
So I've heard.
Thorough. Tank is listening right now, I believe. Is he?
Oh, is he?
I believe.
What would he be in the room as, Tank?
No. Oh, no, I doubt he'll be. I don't know if he'll be in or not. We have children in our house this evening.
Womp, womp.
Limp and muddy under the floorboards. When the taffy's away, the Tank will play.
Wow.
That's God punishing me.
See, you start talking smack and you get a little shit.
But that's the first of the pedophilia jokes tonight because, you know.
Well, Rodan isn't with us, so we have to...
Is Rodan with us?
Oh, yes, he is. He's here today, actually.
Oh,
excellent. See? Isn't that kind of Vincent Price-esque from Thriller at the end? It's a little... Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope they cannot hear that squeal.
I know.
I don't think they can.
Where's Rodan at?
Huh?
Where's Rodan at?
He's in right someone's
here.
Ass.
He's right here.
It's even got the echo to it.
It's a thriller. Maniacal.
Everybody's like, Rodan! So we have nothing planned.
We have nothing.
Nothing at all. And it's just a regular Foul Monkeys episode. Oddly enough,
in the kitchen 20 minutes ago,
we had tons of stuff
we
to
had
talk about.
Tons of stuff to talk about. Now I feel like we have shit.
I still have a story.
Oh, yes.
And I learned something new about Taffy. That apparently Taffy has an orange and white dildo.
And its name is Doinger.
No! Stop with the Doinger, for Christ's sakes. You will understand why I said stop with the Doinger in a moment. You have to give me a
second.
But yes, and in relation to what Smartass just said, I do have an orange and white dildo that does have one of those little rabbit things on the side, and it has pearls inlaid in the main shaft.
Do you like call it like creamsicle or something?
Not the shaft.
I call it Wednesday afternoon.
Oh. Wait a minute. I'm with you on Wednesday afternoon. Afternoons.
Right. And your favorite color is orange. I'm just saying.
I wanted first give a big thanks to Arthur and Daniel Brewer for setting all this up, yes, and doing the scheduling, yes, and emailing everybody. I'm sure it's a hard job. I will not be doing that next year, so don't even ask me.
I did the podcaster dinner, and that is the extent of my...
Foul Monkeys have done their part.
You mean Julian has done his part.
Foul Monkeys have done their part.
Ricky, thank you so much for setting up the dinner.
You're
Ricky,
so welcome.
Ricky, I can't thank you enough. That dinner was
Let
amazing.
Me tell you,
thank
that you person so had to deal with that restaurant. She was such a bitch. She would not get back to me or anything.
Wow, you did a very
I
good
am
job.
Going to kill you. Connor, bring me the knife.
No, I got to tell you, I mean, I have had chicken fingers a lot of places, and those were the best.
I think you're thinking of Boma.
Which, you know, there's a lie, because I don't eat that wasn't chicken fingers.
And the best part about the chicken fingers was it was like
$45. Right. Awesome.
And the enjoyment of celebrating the night, topping off $45 chicken fingers with going to McDonald's.
Explosive diarrhea.
Fantastic. Yeah. I did not have diarrhea. So you said that I had... You said that I had a blowout afterwards? No. Well, if anything, I had the opposite of a blowout.
You had throw up?
No.
No, he couldn't.
I couldn't.
Blow out.
I just, okay. Yeah.
Well, I guess.
You had too much cheese.
Maybe I got the wrong impression from when you were describing it.
Yeah, no, it was. I did not. I was. No. I wish I could have had a blown out. Blown out.
I also want to let everyone know that to head over to the donations link to Pride 48 so you guys can donate to this so we can keep doing it over and over and over again.
And that's the way Ricky likes it, to do it over and over and over again.
Over and over and over.
I know you can do like a $5 a month kind of thing or one time.
You should totally do a donations based on a webcam, like who would flash their junk. You know, if you donate $100, you know, Taylor flashes junk.
Well, I think I've seen Taylor's
junk. Wait, what?
But also, I believe if you donate $10 or more, I think it says on the website, you'll get a DVD of all the shows that are recorded.
We should
for
totally
hours.
Work for PBS, should we not?
We totally should.
We could be the one thing we know.
This.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll get back to, you know, the Don Dryden dancers and Lawrence Welk hour. Just a moment. We totally could do that. Yes.
If you'd like the cookbook of Lydia's Italia, please be sure.
Excuse me.
Richard!
Oh. Ooh, sweet tea vodka. That's a Big Fatty reference.
Yeah.
I love Big Fatty.
We do.
Big Fatty's fun.
Especially when he was drunk last night doing his 60 minutes of show.
But you know what I have to say? At least there was no 20 minutes of silence.
Well, praise Jesus. There are miracles.
So he did a 60-minute show?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
he cut it
at his age is pretty, you know.
He cut it into 3 20-minute segments so he can rebroadcast it later.
Well, okay. Of course he did.
Well,
attaboy.
Of course, we'll be doing the Foul Monkeys first hours for us. The second hours for Pod is My Co-Pilot. So if you want to hear the second part, then you'll have to go back. And
vice versa. If their listeners would like to hear the first part, yes, they will have to come to us.
So it'd be interesting to know who is a listener of your show but doesn't listen to our show in the chat room. So people, start doing your thing.
Start doing your thing, honey. We've already been scolded in the chat room.
For what?
Let Taffy talk. Let Taffy talk.
That. Thank you. Amen.
Oh God,
I never get to talk
last
ever. Taylor yells at me.
Oh,
all the way
okay.
here, he said, don't monopolize the microphone. Don't talk. And then he hit me.
I told you that is not funny.
You have to understand that I say that all the time. We'll be someplace and you know, we give each other shit in front of salespeople. We'll be like, you know, he'll be talking to somebody and I'll be like, shut up. And he'll go, help me. You know, she's not my role model.
Oh my God.
Mom,
Nicole and I did the same thing. Oh,
and then
sorry,
so one time I was doing this to him and I said, I looked at the woman and I went, you know, when no one else is around, he hits me. And he gets this look on his face. We get in the car and he goes, "You don't know, you know, she could be an abused wife. Why would you say that?" And I'm like, "I think she knows, since we were just talking about, you know, the fact that I was trying to fist you last night. We might have been joking." And he was just like, "It's not funny. Don't say that."
No, I find no humor in that.
I got scolded.
Everybody seems to listen to both.
Well, excellent.
Liars.
Right. I unfortunately forgot my laptop. Thank you.
Well, you know what? So, I can't actually read while we go through. So
I don't want to read. I prefer you oratoring it to me.
Oh, okay.
she doesn't read. She is read too.
Hello.
But Nicole and I do the same thing. We'll be in the restaurant or something, and
you mean CC's?
Whatever. So we'll be sitting, or we'll get ready to go to pay, and I'm like, "Are you paying for mine?" She's like, "No." And I'm like, "Well, you know what? Be prepared to be fucking raped when you get home."
Yeah, oh, that's, my yeah.
And she's like,
"Yeah." Well, sometimes I'll bring the check, and I say, "Well, I'll buy lunch, you know, after last night, apparently now I have to pay." And she looks at me like, "I will kill you. You know, these are the people I see every day."
I need to make a fact in this room real quick about talking
to you. I need to make a statement.
I need to make a statement right now. Julian eats more Taco Bell than me now.
Well,
I have not been a Taco Bell in 3 months, maybe.
I'll make another fact that Julian still does not eat more CC's than you do.
No, I haven't been to CC's since February 1st.
Julian does not eat more CC's than you do because I don't go there.
He's went there once with us. He won't admit it.
I've only been there once in my life.
And he had explosive diarrhea.
I've never been to CC's.
Don't. It's
disgusting.
Not the greatest.
I came right home and had the blowout.
Taylor
had a crime scene in the bathroom.
Yes. Taylor understands my level of tolerance, and he knows that there are certain, because I suggested something. I said, "You know, once we drove past one," he was, "Oh, no.
Yeah.
you wouldn't do the scene." I said, "Oh, okay, you know, okay." But I've never been to the
It's like cardboard with ketchup on
it's
it.
It's pretty much.
Yeah. I don't think I could do
the weird Mexican
whole
pizza with the weird fluorescent orange sauce with the mac and cheese on
I
top of
it.
No.
And the whole 25 Little Leaguers.
Screaming.
No.
Snotty-nosed children.
Although now we know where Rodan's going for dinner
tonight. But I will say, though.
Hold on.
Wait. You know what's bad is that, you know, he's gonna be the funniest part of this podcast, and he's gonna be the first podcast ever he's the funniest part of, and he's not even on it. So there I said it.
It's called Pizzert Dessert. Thank you.
Pizzert
Dessert. No. Okay. The cinnamon things,
those are
that
good.
Are like dipped in butter, those are
they
good.
Need ice cold milk with it though.
Well, anything dipped in butter is good.
Hello.
Ask Paula Deen. Because if there's a stick of butter, you add four more.
You know what makes my CC's better?
Butter. Butter dip, butter sauce, butter salt.
Butter lube.
Butter salt.
I fucked it up.
You're
I'm
fucking
sorry,
it up
people.
Again, Ricky.
God, we still have an hour and 50 minutes of this
I'm
shit.
I'm so excited.
Don't watch the clock.
Don't watch the cock, what?
You were watching the cock last night.
Whatever.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Apparently, Richard had heels to Jesus last night.
I did not have heels to Jesus last night.
That's right, because he's a lady.
Yes,
I don't do that on
you. You get blown in a sling.
And this person is probably listening, so.
Well,
excellent.
Our listeners would love to know that you did go on a date last night to meet somebody.
I did. Go on a date to meet someone, and it was very nice.
Is there anything that we're going to call him so we don't have to call him the date?
The librarian.
Ooh.
Marion.
Marion
the librarian.
Is he Raquel Welch with the glasses and the hair all done up, and then he pulled the pin out and shook it?
No, I really can't say that.
When he says, you know, quiet down.
Oh, they hate it when I say, what time is it? How much longer we got?
I know they do. That's why I try to keep you on track. Look, shiny.
Put your fingers in my dewy deafness.
Aww.
That was a good one, too. Aww. Jesus doesn't love you.
But we do.
I learned that 37 years ago.
Womp, womp.
So you're checking Facebook now.
I have messages on here to read about, remember?
No, at least he's not on that weird thing that you guys go to find out how, you know, there's someone who wants to blow you 12 feet away or whatever.
Oh, Grindr.
Oh, by
the
way.
What are you talking about?
Ricky has Grindr and he grinds. And he also has met up with people from the Grindr.
No, just one person. Just one person. And it wasn't all that.
It was Taylor.
I just came home.
he just,
and by home he means on the guy's face.
Yeah, right.
He is a lady.
Richard Ginger Bear, you must swallow. You can't have a spittoon next to your bed.
Richard, did you see that at the soap store in Downtown Disney there is a flavor of soap they sell that is called Ginger Bear?
Oh, there is.
Yes, there is. We posted
it on Facebook and I tagged
it.
You in it. You commented on it.
Oh.
Wow.
How long ago?
I don't know, like Sweet Tea weeks. Vodka. How long ago it was?
Like craft services.
Connor is being so attentive to us. He offered to allow me to sit on his face if my feet wasn't comfortable
enough. You sure you don't want a chair or something? Okay.
Oh my
now,
goodness.
Now, how does this concierge service work? Like, if we need a little bell.
Ding, hey, ding, 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 ding. Colored white person. Do it.
You should have had him wearing a little, like, French maid costume or something.
Don't
that
be,
would be hot.
Don't just be lacist. Joe and Dallas is in the room.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Hi, Joe and Dallas.
Hi, Joe and Dallas.
He has a big penis, I bet.
Have you seen it?
No.
You know
that's why I said I bet.
You but know he's black. He is hung like a motherfucker.
He's that's hung right. like Taffy's dildo, orange and white,
oh my God.
With little pearls in it.
Twinger. And a little bunny on it.
Twinger.
This is going to come. What's going to happen is one day he's going to be in the house. He goes, all right, I want to see it. Just you might
one day?
You know what?
Tomorrow.
I've seen his.
Oh, she
was,
really?
She was with me
what's
when
his
I bought
look like?
It.
I was with his. I was with him when he bought
it's
it.
It's flesh colored. It's well, actually, it used to be flesh colored. I think it's like.
Now it's Joe and Dallas.
Too much information.
I didn't mean it like that.
Now it's brown and crusty.
No.
Or
no.
bloody.
I, like,
oh,
no.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
No, it be,
so
it,
is Babalu, apparently.
It was...
Bleach that thing, Taylor.
Says Guru Nudie.
I didn't mean it like that. Oh.
Yes, you did.
No, it started off blue, but he chipped off all the paint, apparently.
It's primer colored now.
Exactly. Gray and dead.
It's like a stucco wall.
No, it's attached to the stucco wall because it's such a... I mean...
We add an element of class to the show. Yes. Thank you very much. I thought so. So why
nothing
is,
says
why
classy
is
like a dirty dildo.
Over the years, it just kind of became discolored.
Nothing you can say here is going to save you.
I know, I know.
Nothing you
but
can
it's,
say.
It's not like it, like due to wear and tear. I think it's just the chemicals in it. Just I don't have it anymore. I actually threw it away. I think.
There's one on the side of your bed.
Oh
goodness!
Is there not?
That used to be on the side of my bed.
Never mind.
So we're going to tell personal
but now,
stories.
Never mind.
But now it's in my.
I just said
right
never
now.
Mind. Never mind. No. Abort! Abort! Abort!
Well, we could tell Ricky to edit that out, but we know we won't.
We're live.
And we're live. Live.
Yes, we're live.
We're live, and he doesn't.
We're
edit.
Live with 62 users. We dropped 3, so we suck now.
Well, apparently they don't like dildo humor,
or dirty dildo humor.
We still got off the subject of date. We want some gory details.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything gory. It was just...
Okay. Sticky details.
All eyes on me.
Did you spend the night?
Of course it should be. Yes, I did.
He didn't get home till noonish.
Yeah.
Oh.
So did you have sex again this morning? Yes.
Oh, that's a yes. That's a yes. That's a yes.
So you got a little last night and a little morning love, which is nice.
And then he got breakfast.
Three times? Or three
I
people.
I did that without making...
Well, you know we're going to say it. Oh, my goodness.
How dare you
Ginger Bear is a little more ginger-esque.
He's a little more Ginger Grant. He was wearing his Foster Grants.
His Foster Grants. Who's behind those Foster Grants?
No, it was fun. It was nice.
Do we think that we're going to see this gentleman again?
Yes.
This gentleman caller?
Yes.
Oh.
Kind of sucks that he lives kind of far away, but it'll
he
be
doesn't.
Right.
He doesn't live any farther than me and Connor.
I know. I passed your house to get to his house.
Well, then there you go. Maybe him and Connor can ride up here and
maybe carpool.
Maybe when we're done, I can just come over and hang out with you guys.
That would be awesome. I would
you
love
are
you.
Welcome over absolutely. With us anytime.
Just, I know.
All you have to do, trust me, of all
but,
the reasons in the world.
But apparently I can pound sand.
Yeah.
No, he didn't mean that like a screaming
you
seagull
can go,
thing.
That's
you
what
like,
I was going
to
say, what?
You can go kick rocks.
Julian, you are the cast of Bell Monkeys is okay. Welcome over to hang out with the cast of Pot as my co-pilot
cast,
anytime.
Connor, you can come too.
Oh,
well,
Ontario.
You're the cast. You're craft services. We'll need you to get drinks
Hello?
For us when you come over to us.
Baby, I need a tea.
Vodka
Back.
And tea.
I'd like some tea and a...
Oh,
well, Taffy is right there.
Well played. I like that.
Look at
that
you.
That was awesome. Who is on, Scotty? It's Foul Monkeys. Do you not listen to
well,
us?
I was going to say, way to pay attention there, Scotty.
Right.
Who else is on that I would know? We know Guru
Should we go
Nudie's
through
on.
The list? Let's name people, because when they hear their names, they feel famous.
Well, apparently
like
Nessa is listening, because she texted us earlier. So, hi, Nessa.
Oh, yay. Hi, Nessa. Texas. I love Nessa.
I love Nessa, too.
I can do it really quick, because Ricky's going to slur. We have Daniel Beaver, Lurie Dean, Nessa, Ant, who was at the dinner, Adam Neutron, Atticus... S721, Babalu, Big Fatty, Booty and the Beard, who were at the dinner, Brother Sinatus, Brother Casey.
Who's coming on after us?
DJ David J, GFN, Christina, The Gravitas,
Sparkles,
Guru Nudie, Haunt Cub, who was at the dinner, Wes Stone, Jason from
Hi,
Ohio.
Hi, Wes, we love you. Hello, Wes.
Joan Dallas.
Here. Joe. Blockendoss.
Yeah. KC in Din.
Like at the Bat or in the Sunshine Band.
Lady Random. Nice. Lord Byron. Maxers. Two Mibs. Molly K. Montand. Octopus Soup Hut.
Oh, Pig, yay, you got it right. Pig,
that's because she spelled it out phonetically.
Oh, okay.
Piglet 89. Q Sledge. Ramble. Reed Heat, I assume. Red FF Pup.
You know that's dirty.
Scotty Battler, Tarpalicious, Veritable Virgo, Viz, and a whole bunch of idlers who I'm not going to name.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Because they're probably not listening.
Water. That's all right.
Water.
Among
water.
Them.
Water.
I do that sometimes when we're sitting in restaurants and I'm waiting for, well, I'll go, water.
Or he'll go, who do I have a fuck around here to get with water?
Right.
One of the funniest things I ever did, I was overserved one night in an International House of Pancakes.
He was overserved.
At IHOP?
No, I was overserved, and Rodan and I went to International House of Pancakes.
Oh, okay.
You were overserved with Rodan?
No, we were out at a bar.
You're not old enough.
He's too old. He's too old. And we were sitting waiting for our food, and I yelled, who do I have to fuck to get a pancake around here? And Rodan literally did a spit take across the table at me.
Well, he's usually spitting on your face anyways.
Yes, well.
Look, you tell people idler people don't matter, and then all of a sudden they're chatting in the room.
When you said he's not old enough, you were thinking of Bjorn.
Because Bjorn likes him 150 years old plus.
And wrinkly and shriveled.
Yeah.
But the real big
Big Fatty. I miss him.
Is Big Fatty in the room?
He was in the room, yes. But he's probably napping. Because usually around 3 to 4 on Sundays, it's nap time for him.
Oh, that's what I hear.
And then apparently from 9 to 11, it's going to be his nap time.
Well, that's because, sling time is coming up. Right. So he's Sling Blade.
poor Wes Stone tomorrow. He's got our normal time slot, so. Big Fatty will be napping, I suppose.
Oh, he'll be listening. Oh, I think my mama just called in.
Oh, your mama?
My mama.
Your mama? I thought she called earlier.
I think she's called twice
already. She has called twice now?
Should we listen to my mama? Should we take a call?
I think we should listen to your mama.
Well, so this is the thing. I just downloaded all the calls that we have, and I don't know which one's which now. So we're just going to play one. We have 2 hours. We have four calls,
we got time to go.
We have plenty of time. Thank you, baby. You're so nice.
Shut up.
Oh, Jesus.
Jealous.
Apparently, we've got a little insight into the foreplay because Foul Monkey Studio.
Because we didn't do it 3 times last night?
Well,
just twice.
And this morning.
Just twice. Yes.
Jealous. So, at one point, Ricky and I both could have had heels to Jesus at the same time last night.
Oh, God.
Ricky.
It could be possible. Oh, love you.
Twins.
Love you.
Okay, first call. Here we go.
Dirty Twins.
Podcast suffering from the...
No.
Wah, wah.
Oh.
Need some life and energy added to your show? Well, get a little Taylor and a little Taffy and shake them up, and you have an hour of fun ahead. Taylor's Wit and Taffy's Taffy add just that extra je ne sais quoi missing from the average podcast. And for $1.05 and a middle schooler, you can throw in Rodan. Get Taylor.
Hold on.
Oh my God, that was really loud.
Yeah, sorry, but I have to have it loud for the rest of the call. So
we're in Taffy today.
Aww, okay. That was sweet. Who was that?
Joe in Dallas.
Yes. Aw, thank you, Joe.
That black person.
Black person.
It's out of love. It's okay.
Thank you, Coretta Scott King.
He sends me occasional early 90s R&B pump pop funk.
Oh, really?
Email that I appreciate.
Oh, my God. You have to forward it to me.
He sent me the first Vanessa Williams CD.
Uh-huh.
Like one track at a time. I loved that CD when I was in college, in high school.
Because sometimes, what is that song? Sometimes the something comes down in June.
That's the Disney song. No, it's not. No, that's Colors of the
you're
Wind.
You're crazy.
What kind of homosexual are you that you don't know Vanessa Williams songs?
Now he's sitting here trying
it's
to figure out.
It's the Color of the Wind, right?
No, the not, not the one we were just quoting.
No. The
Welcome to the show there, Richard.
Save the Best for Last.
Oh, okay.
Was the Sometimes the Snow Comes Down in June.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes.
Don't they sound the same?
The Sun Goes Around the Moon.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay. Wow. Apparently, when Ricky isn't happy.
The ginger bear is bored, apparently.
The ginger bear is bored.
I want to tell you.
I'm not bored.
Because the blood's not all rushing to his head.
I want to tell you, Richard, what happened at the grocery store.
Okay. Please do. I need to hear this because apparently it's hilarity.
Well, you can't prelude a story by saying it's hilarity because
you prelude every story by saying it's hilarity. And then when you tell it, we all just look at you and there's this sound of crickets in the background.
When I grab your nipple, I hope it's so funny.
My mama grabs my nipples.
Yeah, she tweaks your nipples.
She just wants to suckle
tweaking
on the power
like mama used to.
Ugh. God, if my mom heard that for real, she would probably have a heart attack. And she's already had like four stents put in.
Oh, God. Well, happy Miss Hurrah. Go ahead with your story now, Tab.
Oh, my God. Your mother's Dick Cheney.
There's cover art for your next episode right there.
Nessa, I love you, too. She text messaged me and said she loved me.
Nessa sent us a text message earlier.
What, Nessa can't say that in the chat room?
Well, she's listening on the phone.
She's not.
She was in the chat room.
Maybe it's not really Nessa.
Maybe it's because you're scolding her.
Yeah, asshole.
Some people like that, though.
I know. They like it a little rough.
Amen. Anyways, okay. Connor just went, yes, hello. I'm sitting right here.
She says, I'm in the chat. Nessa.
Oh. Well, she texted me because she fucking loves me, okay, Julia?
Turn your phone off!
And she sent us a text message as well, thanking us for being on your show and also telling us that she's looking forward to listening to it.
That's the only person who...
She said something like that.
The point is,
we all got text messages and Julia didn't.
Julia didn't, because she doesn't have his number.
No, she does have my number.
Yeah, we all got your number, Julian.
We got it off the wall at Georgie's Alibi.
I think
he's like, that could possibly be true. So go ahead, grocery store.
Okay, so I'm doing my average grocery shopping today, you know, in mom mode. Mm-hmm. And you know how there's always the one aisle in the grocery store where they have, like, you know, pickles and dressing, but on the other side of the aisle they have crayons and that kind of crap?
Right.
So I come walking down this aisle, and there's 2 9- to 11-year-old boys.
All right, hold on for a second.
Oh, sorry, is that
better?
Yes, there you go. Okay, sorry. There's 2 9- to 11-year-old boys standing dangerously close to one another and, like, whispering. So I'm thinking they're trying to, you know, figure out how to steal Play-Doh or whatever.
Right.
And
She just text messaged you.
Yes.
Thank you, Nessa. He was starting to cry. So I being the person who I am, you know, fascinated by all things boys, and I'm starting to watch them and look at them, and the one goes, you know, you can't tell my mom. You can't tell my mom. Oh my God, you have to promise me you're not gonna tell her. And the other kid is like, you know, I'm not gonna tell her, don't worry about it. Just ease up. But how was it? Now again, they're like 9 to 11. So now I'm fascinated. And I'm like, and he was just like, you know, it was fine. It was good, I guess. It was fine. He goes, well, you know, did you only do it once? So now I'm like, okay, now I wonder what's up with this kind of hot, sweet relish. Okay. And so he's like, you know, they're chit-chatting. I can't hear anything. And the one kid who, now they're dressed, I mean, they look like ragamuffins. They look like pretty decent kids, except he has not a Band-Aid, but like a camouflage-looking gauze thing on his forehead. Not the one who the other one's talking to. And he goes, I can't believe you kissed Lindsay. So now I'm like, oh, well, that's sweet. And he's just like, I know, but you have to promise me you're not going to tell mom. You're not going to tell mom. He's like, I'm not going to. Just shut the hell up. About that time, a cart comes around the aisle, and the one kid spins around and goes, he kissed Lindsay.
Oh.
and then one little boy looks at him, and he's like, I can't believe you said that. Did you see his forehead? He was trying to kiss his donger and fell into the bathtub. And the mother is looking at him. And the kid is like, I can't believe you told her. So that's why when you kept saying donger, I've never heard a kid use that word before in my life. You guys start saying it. So
That's not emphysema, I promise.
And have so another cigarette.
The mama's like, what the hell is wrong with you two? We are in Publix, you know? And I'm just like pushing my car by her. I looked at her and I went, I have girls. And kept on walking. And she was just like, what the hell is wrong? The one kid is like punching the other one in the arm. And I'm thinking,
he tried to kiss this donger.
He tried to kiss his own donger and fell into the bathtub. But he's saying it and he's like pointing at his forehead. And the way to get back at him for telling his mom he had kissed Lindsay. It was. I got in the car. I literally got in the car. I called Taylor and I'm like, I have to tell you this story. And he goes, save it for tonight. And I'm like,
Oh my God, that was funny.
Trying to kiss his own donger. Bonked his head.
I have to say that's hilarity.
That was good. That was worth saving.
It was one of those things where, and so then I like giggled till I peed my pants. Like all around, I couldn't get around the aisle quick enough to stop myself from cackling. Out in your best friend to his mom, and then out in the other one. Yeah, that was.
That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So see, two donger stories in one day.
Oh, my head hurts now.
Well, if you'd lighten up on that sweet tea vodka a little bit.
I'm still on the same
now,
drink.
Okay, talk to me about the sweet tea vodka. Is it actually tea with vodka, or is it flavored vodka
that tastes like sweet tea, but you put it with sweet tea?
We've had
but
it in Orlando.
It's also good, too, if you mix in like half lemonade, like Arnold Palmer.
So like a drunk Arnold Palmer?
The infamous...
Shitting McNasty?
Shitting McNasty story.
Well, that is infamous, so I'm just curious.
The last night that we went with everybody to
the one that I have video of you
the
of.
One I was drinking that and I was drinking what's the stuff made with wormwood
absinthe. Oh, I was gonna say,
yeah.
I only remember
absinthe and sweet tea vodka.
Yeah, I have the greatest videos ever. If you ever come to my house, we'll sit and watch them. They're actually titled on my Mac. They're titled on my Mac, Words of Wisdom by Drunk People, and it is literally an hour and a half of Taylor telling stories. I can't even discuss.
Is he talking like this, y'all?
He's so funny. At one point, now we're sitting at a table. I'm not sure if we've told the story on our show before, but at one point we're sitting with a bunch of, like, there's like 9 or 10 of our friends. Mm-hmm. And in the room is Drum, his ex, and Babalu, who was he was about 7 months in. So he's kind of new. And this is like the first time the Babalus met all of the Orlando gang. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you can see where Taylor would be a little nervous.
Right.
You know, the old boyfriend and the new boyfriend, and that's the mixing of oil and water a little bit.
Right. And they got along great. It's important.
They did. And no, everyone was very much a grown up in that situation. Except this one. Who decides that it's, you know, 6 o'clock at night.
it was like 11 o'clock at night, thank you.
To which at one point he literally looks at Babalu. Now we're all sitting at a round table. Mm-hmm. Looks back at me who's holding the camera and he goes, this is the best piece of ass I've ever had. And literally in the background of the video, you just see Babalu's eyes get huge and he starts doing the cut it. To which he then looks at John Goodman and goes, I want to see your birth canal. That's right. Cut to another friend who is, shall we say, large. Very. Who he threatens to drag across the room by her clit like a dog with a pork chop. am I embellishing any of this?
That all may have happened.
Sweet tea vodka isn't girly. It is Southern. Larry Vader. They're making fun of my drink. They said it's girly.
Sweet tea vodka is awesome. Sweet tea vodka is totally awesome.
Pass me a glass. Let me taste this shit.
Well, with a recommendation like that.
Let me taste the shit.
Yes.
Yes, that would be good.
Ricky will be pregnant by dawn. By sundown.
The only thing better would be a pound
of bacon.
A pound of bacon and some chocolate. With just,
I wonder if you could use that to caramelize a ham.
Big Fatty just creamed his britches.
Yeah, anything with ham.
Ham and vodka. No, he likes
gin.
Gin. Ugh, pine tree drink.
Isn't gin from like a juniper berry though?
Yeah.
It tastes like turpentine to me.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
I have one drink of choice, and that would be, shockingly, a dirty martini. But it has to be, I like extra dirty. I don't like gin in my martini. It has to be a vodka martini.
Vodka martini is good.
With blue cheese stuffed olives.
Those are good.
Yes.
I like pretty much any kind. All right, this is not a food podcast. Sorry.
Is it a fucking podcast? What, can we not talk about more than one subject? Damn.
No.
I once had a friend who dated a really, shall we say, not the brightest bulb on the tree. Took him to a bar, and he asked my friend, what are those green cherries in that drink?
No!
Yes. Yes. He did.
Do I know this person?
Well, my friend is Carl, but he dated this really...
Oh, okay.
That's
pretty, simpleton. Pretty guy.
Simple.
Yeah.
Do you know that when we lived in Germany, there was a bar who served a drink that they would drop a boiled egg in the bottom of the glass.
Hold on.
And then by the time you got down to the glass, it would have pickled it.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yes. And would you like to know the name of that drink?
Abortion.
Close. The chicken's abortion. That's exactly how it was listed in the menu. A chicken's abortion.
Oh, those crazy Germans. Oh, wow.
I know. They're into scat and all
they
that.
Are weird.
Mm-hmm.
Except for that one guy from Germany. What's his name? German
Stuttgart.
Not him.
Yako?
Smirnoff?
We have
1985.
Mm-hmm. What?
Don't Yako. Say he's one of our listeners. J-A-C-O.
Who's in Michael Stuttgart?
Michael in Stuttgart.
Yeah. See, there's no
Oh, point. I thought you were going to say that's who that was.
No, okay. I was going to say...
They're looking at dirty pictures.
We have a listener, German Bear.
Yeah, German Bear.
Is who we were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I've heard him. I've heard German him talk Bear. When he sent you that message that time.
So
I might have swerved in my car.
That's just like Flat 29. When I hear them talk, I just instantly have to have them.
Do I make you horny? Do I?
Okay, the look he just made when he made that voice was, while slightly disturbing, also a little downsy.
Downsy English.
Met with love.
Anybody who's heard my Sarah Palin would expect no less of me.
Wow, we went from downsy to Sarah Palin in one quick jump. Gee, Jillian.
Well, she does have a downsy
trig.
Baby.
Yeah, I was going to make a trig joke.
Trig, mud, twig, whatever its name is.
Track.
Somebody give me my retarded baby.
The opinions endorsed by this podcast are not supported by Tappy Carlisle Huffington. Thank you very much.
Where's the nanny? I need my retarded baby.
Our listeners are going to go down to 4 right about now.
You know what could plug up that oil? My retarded baby.
That's the title of your episode.
Oh my God, I'm sweating. You should drink more often, Ricky.
Ooh, I'm really hot.
You have another one of them sweet teas and you need to be talking all Southern.
I know, right? Mm. Y'all.
Y'all, hey y'all.
I do. When I drink more Southern. Than this, I become very Southern.
Yeah.
My Virginia comes out.
I just spent 5 days in North Carolina and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And by the fourth hour of being there, I was doing the whole, hey y'all, we need to go get like, what the hell is up with mommy? I absolutely am that way. I think it's from being around him. Because he's a Southern belle.
Well, of course.
They go, I imagine Ricky fanning himself, and I was totally
like, he was.
I have the vapors.
Oh, sugar.
Should we do another call?
Sure.
Sure.
Let's see. Here we go.
What was that?
Oh, my God.
We have a gimp in the room, apparently.
Bring out the gimp.
Big Fanny's coming in the back door.
Unaware.
Ricky's back door.
Oh, no. Big Fatty would never come through my back door. Oh, uncomfortable.
Backdoor friends are the best.
No, they're not.
It's only uncomfortable when you have the puppet show with him.
Oh, God. That picture of him going,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. No. In front of the puppeteer store. You know what a puppet...
I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
We had to explain... I had to explain that to Julie.
Well, I was pretty sure what he was talking about, but I asked Ricky just to make sure. And I'm like, when he's talking about puppet show, and Ricky's like, I'm like, that's what I thought he meant. So.
Yeah. Poor Jim Henson.
I know. Right?
Too soon. Aww. Hermie. All right, here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Hugh in Minnesota. I just finished listening to
Minnesota. I love how they talk.
Up in Fargo.
I love how they talk.
West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia's crazy fucking people there.
Most smartest. Listen to you, most smartest. I'm talking up your kid here.
We have listeners in West Virginia.
I know. They're fucking crazy.
Okay.
what movie is that from?
Go Mountaineers.
Which one?
Most smartest.
It's the beauty pageant movie.
Which the title of that would be?
You've talked about it on the show.
I know. Right now, I'm not
boom,
there.
Boom,
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
Drop Dead Gorgeous.
One of the best movies ever made.
Yes.
Ever.
Julian watched it. He didn't really care for it too much.
I didn't. I was like,
but,
Julian,
but no one cares.
Julian what doesn't get funny.
No, of course not.
Julian well, clearly, I listened to the show.
Oh! High five.
Honestly, though, that's one of those movies that you have to watch more than once because you'll see things in the background that like, I've seen it a million times.
Like Napoleon Dynamite.
And Best in Show.
See, that's one I don't get. Yeah, Best in Show is another one like that.
I love Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, Napoleon Dynamite makes me want to kill myself.
That's I love that movie. Yeah,
and no, I've seen it more than once.
What about Best in Show, though?
That's one of those, I do like that one, yes.
When you watch it 50 times, then you get it.
All right, let's start this phone call over because we just...
talked over it.
We saw it all over it.
Right. Here we go.
Hi, Ricky and Julian. This is Q in Minnesota. I just finished listening to episode 290 because I'm catching up. I listen to this every few days. I download them, several podcasts, and listen to them while I'm gardening because I'm very busy this time of year, and you guys are nasty, and I love it. I laugh and laugh. I'm in a very gay-deficient part of the country, and listening to this keeps me connected and reminds me how nasty we all are, and it's hilarious. Thanks a lot for your podcast. And I love your interactions with Big Fatty. I laugh so much. Bye.
And by gardening, he means I'm on my knees.
Well, how do you really garden in permafrost? Because, really, I mean, it's fucking cold there. I'm sorry. Yeah. But thank you for calling, and I'm glad that you enjoy us.
And that was Q in Minnesota?
Yeah, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I had a little gardening incident this morning.
Yes. I thought I was going to have a hard time.
Did you have the razor turned on a little high of settings?
Well, let's just say I had the shovel and the hoe out on the front porch with me.
And by hoe, he means Connor.
Yeah. Oh!
I was sitting on the front porch smoking and saw a snake by my hedge out front. I'm like, oh my God, it's a snake. I'm like, Connor, I'm going to, you know, keep it out. I'm going to run to the garage and get the shovel. So I come back. With the shovel and the hoe, and I look down, and Connor's sitting there, and I'm like, where is he? He's like, oh, I think he went over there somewhere. I'm like, why the fuck aren't you watching him? I wanted to kill it.
No, yes. They eat mice.
No,
no, it has to.
Bad.
It has to die.
They all fucking deserve to die.
Wow. Okay.
It has to die. But
because apparently they're black.
Well, oddly enough, this one was black.
Oh. And we're cutting off the feed right now.
But this one is still got a reprieve. The governor,
posted a stay.
Pardon.
Give him a stay of execution. Oh. So. What? Have some more sweet tea.
Right.
I do need a refill.
Okay. Oh, Connor, you're dropping the ball, babe. Step up.
Chop, chop.
Hazel.
Benson.
Benson. Oh.
No, that's impossible. Benson was black. He wouldn't be allowed in here.
Okay, so you were sitting on your front porch. And now y'all are drinking sweet and, vodka
sweet
tea.
You know what we need on our porch is a swing.
Did you say sling?
No, not sling. Swing.
So you can sit on your front porch, swing, and drink a Georgia iced tea.
Yes.
Well, I do declare and fan yourself.
I'm for
Are
plants.
We in Georgia?
I like the idea of there being a big sling out front.
Me too.
I don't.
Sitting drinking a mint julep with a big can of Crisco next to me.
Welcome to
butter flavored.
Welcome to Casa La Big Fatty.
Easy, and go.
I don't think Big Fatty said easy. Yeah. It's just like, whack, and then it's like.
Antivira Charles said snakes are bad unless they're one-eyed ones.
There you go. True words have never been spoken.
I didn't get close enough to this one to find out how many eyes he had, but all I know is he's slithering in my
pants.
Bushes. That was last night, Taffy.
Ugh.
Oh, like you weren't guilty of...
We have our first spit take, ladies
and gentlemen.
I was going to
say, he was motorboating his tea. Yeah. Yes.
I bet there was no spitting last night, were there?
Well, he's a gentleman, and you must swallow. Mm-hmm. That's only good manners. You don't swallow? What? Oh, we're going to talk about this.
No, I don't say I don't, but... You know, this is the thing, when you're in a certain situation and you just know you really shouldn't be with that person, but
then he swallows.
Because that means if you do, they're going to try to call you back, and I don't need that.
There's about 32 things wrong.
I shouldn't have shared that, actually.
drink more sweet tea.
So all the guys out there that he has swallowed, that's why he didn't call you
Yes.
back.
Now, right now, there might be somebody listening to the show thinking, last night,
did he swallow or spit?
That was this morning.
And what did we do?
And?
That's about it. That's all that I need to share.
Yeah. Well, you shared enough of yourself with him last night.
He is on a high protein diet after.
Yes.
Well, if it was
speaking
tomorrow,
of diet, I have a chin line.
Richard is looking fine as hell. I gotta be honest with the listeners. Richard is looking quite dreamy.
Thank you.
He has a twinkle in his eye to go with the one in his butthole.
He has a twinkle in his brown eye. Twinkle, brown eye star. Starfish.
They're all like Ricky Cher. We're all friends right now.
Don't it make his brown eye blue?
Don't it make his brown ball
blue? That he had
blue?
To leave his new friend this morning.
And how old was your new friend?
36.
And
divided by 2.
And will you be seeing him again?
I know that's a little loud, but I'm sorry. I'm not dealing with that.
I don't know how to slide that little volume knob down.
Tank's been trying to figure out how to slide my little volume down.
Oh,
I meant that literally.
Larry Vader said we're not friends.
Oh.
Who's not friends?
You know why? Because you went on a date during his show last night.
That might be true.
Why I stayed here and listened and participated.
Only because you had to.
It is not true. I downloaded Skype. I got Skype for him.
I downloaded Skype for you.
You told me how to download Skype for him.
I hate it when mommy and daddy fight. I have a question. Now, this is, you know, the whole live thing is new to me. I know you all do this a lot. But, okay, so clearly we're not being edited on what we talk about. So is it possible that someone could have a show where two people would, like, fuck and you can hear it?
Oh, yeah. That would be possible.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, I'm sure it's happened.
What would it take to make this show that?
A lot more of these.
No. I'm trying. Well,
and a gun to the back of my head.
We have a couple in the
Tori
room.
Yeah. Oh, Tori Amos.
Tori Amos.
Yeah, I guess you don't get it.
Tori Amos.
She and a gun. Right
to, yeah.
By gunpoint. Wow.
That wasn't funny. That wasn't funny.
At gunpoint?
I talked about that song on our show once.
Rape is funny. Rape at gunpoint, not funny.
Yeah.
You do realize on our show once, I jokingly, because anyone who listens to our show realizes that we at Podcast My Co-Pilot do not endorse rape in any kind, except for Rodan and, you know, kinder care, but anyway.
Turn it down.
Oh, I have to say this though, but I was telling you guys. Wait, I told you guys earlier
that one.
Is it this one?
Yes.
The person that I work with, I listened to your show, and she was like, "Are you listening to someone like a Dracula person or something?" Because every time, and it's not that funny for you guys because I've already told you.
But the listeners haven't heard.
Share with the listeners. It's done.
Well, now you can't go halfway through a story. You got to finish it.
That was it.
That's
apparently,
the story.
Apparently, Ricky can go halfway like and still finish. It's okay.
Well, duh.
Well,
I got things to do.
And they'll probably be knocking at the front door in about an hour, like they had before.
I love the Rodan laugh. Brilliant idea.
Thank you. That was mine.
Wasn't it mine?
It was his.
Thank you. Do I sound echoey?
Do you know who won't like that?
Rodan,
because he'll never hear it.
He'll never ever know.
Like Nicole used to, only listens to shows that she was part of. And
I can tell you right now, if we fall below 60 listeners, it's done.
No.
We're at 60.
Okay, my ears are sweating.
Mine are too.
Oh my God, it's getting hot as fuck in here.
Oh, geez, you might see them fucking in a second. My God.
Oh, I'm really sweaty.
Turn the lights off. We'll do like the smooth sounds of, you know.
Well, that was my joke before.
You're listening to smooth
Johnny Fever.
Jazz.
We have Amanda from Boston.
Is that as fast as the van goes?
Huh?
Is that as fast as the van goes?
I don't know.
The Van Gogh?
Are you just going to say the Van Gogh?
You have a Van Gogh here?
I speak...
You are classy and junk.
I speak drunken Virginian.
Oh, okay. They just turned the fan on, and now it's like a fucking vortex in here.
It's awesome, though. It feels good.
I speak Virginian as well. Would you welcome me? No, damn it! I was going to tell a joke, and I can't.
You just slobbered all over that joke.
I would like the enjoyment of your company. Is hey sis, want to go to prom?
That's West Virginia.
Oh, okay. West Virginia. Another quote from
Mountain
Dr.
Mama.
Gorgeous.
Take me home.
Let's put these back on.
Mama, take me home.
poor drunk Licky.
Oh, all right. So okay.
Why do I feel like I'm ready to be yelled at for something? Like, okay.
All right. No.
Reel it in.
No more talking about my cum guzzling.
Can we do some?
Taylor.
Really inappropriate. So this is what we're gonna do.
You didn't say cum dumpster. You
just said
cum.
My mic off.
Oh, nice. Poor Julian.
Bitch.
I want to go back over some feedback before we start the second part.
Okay. You know, have we already been doing this for an hour?
No,
we have 10 minutes left.
Oh wow!
I know, right?
Time flies.
We have a message from Jennifer. It says, "Hey Ricky, I really just wanted to tell you how much your podcast brightens my day. I listen to you guys while I'm at work, and sometimes I think if it wasn't for all my podcasts, I couldn't do my terrible job. I feel like I know all of you, which is a bit weird and stalkerish, but I truly love you." It must be hard to do what you do, really knowing how many people you touch on a regular basis. So this is just a shout out and thank you, Jen.
She knows how many people you touch on a regular basis?
No.
She must.
Well, there's websites that do that. Just type in a zip code and he shows up.
What's the website? Gingerbear.
Gingerbear Quarterly.
Yeah, gingerbearquarterly.com.
Can I just say that I love that what I said just kind of as a passing joke has taken off like wildfire.
Crazy.
You know that somewhere someone's creating an I Fuck Gingerbread website or something.
Right. It's just... It was ridiculous how many emails that I got asking, I want to see yours, Brad. Where's your pictures? That website isn't working. Tell me. I'm like, nah.
Didn't you have a listener that actually like created the magazine cover with your picture on it?
Yes.
Kim Beaver.
Kim Beaver. Yes. Which we'd like to say thank you to Kim Beaver because she creates a lot of awesome stuff for all the podcasters. So visit her website at kimbeaver.com.
Yes.
Can you see a picture of her actual beaver?
Yes, actually.
She lives on that little island up there right above Iceland.
Where there's nothing else above the UK.
Where if you go
like
there.
The Farg Islands or something?
The Faroe Islands.
How the hell did you know that?
I am a world traveler. I have been to a couple countries.
So
you are hot.
So you've been there and you actually have to like drop out of the plane just to land on the island.
No, I've never been there. But it's one of those things where, you know, when you're like, if you go to Dover and they tell you all the surrounding islands and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Julian's taking up.
Are you sweaty?
Your ears are sweating. Yeah. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
My ears are sweating too. They're like on the inside.
Boys
sweating.
Are weird.
Yeah, that is awful.
My ears aren't sweating.
Because you're not a boy.
She said boys are weird.
Boys are weird. I know.
You kind of walked into that one, baby. I love you.
I purposely walked into that one.
So I love your map you have with all your little things. This is very cool, actually.
All the tricks that Ricky's had over the years.
So
up in Alaska with Sarah Palin.
Notice there's none in Africa.
Well, it's going to take a lot to get you away.
That was mean, and I'm sorry.
Who's the laciest tonight?
Ricky's not ready to lay down with a little...
Which translates into swallow, bitch, swallow.
In Swahili.
Yes.
This is
you're pretty close to finishing your Men of the Northeast collection.
I'm still working on Central United States there, but no one lives in North Dakota or South Dakota,
no,
so I don't know.
If that were really Ricky's tricks, Mexico would be totally filled up.
Well, Taylor's got Cuba covered.
Thank you.
Cuba's a lot smaller than Mexico, though.
Come on!
Trust me when I say, no, it's not. I've been to Mexico, and Cuba's a much larger country.
He's been to paradise, but he's never been
dirty.
To
dirty.
I've taken the hand of a preacher man and made love in the sun.
He has sipped champagne on the yacht. He moved like Harlow in Monte Carlo.
Showed him what I got. Anybody under the age of 30 right now has no idea what we're talking about.
Well, they're losers anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Potter doesn't get it.
And we just lost everybody under 30 in the chat room.
Right, wow.
Which means...
We're still at 60 users.
Auntie Vera will stay.
Oh! Good one.
Well, she's been itching for a mention on here for the last half hour, so I figured I'd throw one in.
And Tavi wants to know who Auntie Vera is.
How dare you?
Tavi barely knows who the two of you are. So right. She's
like, I assume that that's not one of your aunts.
No.
Yeah. Auntie Vera is another podcaster.
Yes.
Oh, hi, Auntie Vera. Vera, like as in Alice the waitress with the dingy dingbat.
There's a new girl in town.
Because I'm
feeling good. Got a smile, got a smile for the neighborhood.
Things we're going to get sued.
Yeah, okay, we have to stop singing. No, sorry.
This is
Daniel,
live.
Daniel Beaver right now is going, stop singing the theme to Alice.
This copyrighted material is not the fault of Foul Monkeys.
That's right.
Visit Pod is My Copilot to sue them.
Send your emails to
Rodan at podismycopilot@gmail.com. No, so it,
Kiss my grits.
So Auntie Vera is a podcaster.
Yes.
Now, okay, don't yell at me.
And I could see the quotation marks even voc audio.
Is
yes.
A podcaster. Hello, Auntie Vera.
All right, so we got one more feedback to go through.
Okay.
Can't say who this person is.
Okay.
So, says, hello, Ricky. All was well. And I don't know if anybody listened to the last couple shows. I know you didn't.
No.
And I don't know if you
have. I listened to your last
one. So you
one
heard the father's
today.
Story, the Father's Day
yes.
story. Okay. Just one, and this, like, when I read this, it, like, sent me to tears. I was like,
oh, God, do you want to read it now, then?
No, I'm okay now.
Okay.
It's fine.
He's drunk. He's fine.
Yeah. He's fine.
I'm a happy drunk, not that drunk.
He's emotionally stunted all of this.
I don't care now, y'all.
Vodka okay. kills the pain.
Fuck the pain away. Fuck the pain away.
That's what Daddy says.
Oh, God.
You are from Virginia.
West Virginia. No, I'm not from West Virginia.
Oh, and the truth comes out. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so this listener said, hope all is well. Just wanted to send you a message to say that the Father's Day episode really took me when I listened to it this morning. I am in China for work and have been depressed for weeks and the medication was really not making me feel better. For the first time since months, I thought about suicide.
Aww.
Then I heard your voice this morning, and for the first time ever, I could hear what it feels like when someone does end it all. It really knocked me, and it made me feel bad that I wanted to do that. But now I have to think about it twice. If my parents sound like you, I would feel very bad. Thank you for sharing that, and you may have just saved a life today. Hugs, and thanks for being there, even when it's not face to face.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's great.
So, this is my response to him. So, thank you so much for sending me the message. Just remember, there's always someone out there that cares for you or loves you. The pain every day that I feel because of my father's suicide can never be erased. I would not wish that feeling on anyone. Just remember how truly lucky we are that we woke up today, that we get to see this wonderful earth and interact with so many people. Embrace everything and everyone that you can, because honestly, our human lives are very short. I know you might not be in our best place right now, but just think of the feelings, how you feel of enjoyment when you get home. Lastly, something that helped me through my depression was talking to a therapist. It took one to make me realize that I needed to think positively about my life and not live so much in my father's past life. You are a wonderful person, and although I don't know you personally, I want to say I care about you as an individual. Be strong, live life to the fullest, and never give up. Smile and just think to yourself, there is always a person in the world that is worse off than me today.
Aww.
So, I read that, and I was just like,
he had to come straight home, and he's like, oh my God, I have to read this to you.
It's going to be really, really hard to make fun of you now after reading that.
Well, there is one person that doesn't have it better than anybody else. And that would be Trig the Retarded Baby. And that was a joke from the bereavement children's counselor.
And how do you really tell when a Palin is retarded?
How?
I'm just saying.
Oh, I was like, is that an actual
item? It fucked Levi.
He's cute. I'm sorry.
In a dirty monkey boy sort of way.
Taylor also thought that Scott Peterson was
that
cute.
Would be like your kid
but
Ron.
Also the guy that killed that girl in wherever she was, Finland or
Vandersloot.
Yeah, he's kind of cute too.
Oh, no, he's not.
Gross.
He's
wet.
Gross.
He's
in a dirty monkey
skid marks
way.
In his underpants.
I know
no.
He's beneath
oh.
me.
Oh.
He's been you.
We went from dead fathers to skid marks in like 20 seconds, for God's sake.
You'd be
the retarded baby thrown in for good measure.
We have a request that Big Licky needs to motorboat Taffy.
We all.
I don't know what that means.
We all.
What? I know what motorboating means, but who's Big Licky?
Me. Yeah. Oh.
It's the Asian version of Big Ricky. Big Licky.
Oh!
And the titties come out.
They did not.
They came up, which takes a Herculean feat to bring them up, by the way.
The dryer timer goes off. No, that was earlier before the show started. Yes.
Apparently, that's an every episode occurrence.
It's pretty much.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Do your laundry before the show. But
you talk to Ricky because he's the one that does the laundry on Sundays when we normally.
Sorry, that's just my day that I do it. Jesus told me to do it. I do it.
Well, somebody.
It is the Lord's day.
Yes. And Lord says,
do.
I was going to say Jesus, but
the Lord says, do Jesus.
Okay. Actually, we're walking a fine line talking about retarded babies right now. We don't even talk about
that. The Lord says, have Jesus do your laundry.
And then Ricky does Jesus.
What? There's something wrong with that?
I'm just saying.
Up against the dryer? I'd say amen. I'm just saying. Get a front loader. Oh, get a front loader.
My goodness.
No, we can't have front loaders. We're boys.
Wow.
Ricky got the front loader last night. You wanted me to remind you at the half or the 1 hour mark to play something.
Oh. This. Hi, this is Ricky and Julian from the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Please join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
The only time zone that matters.
On Pride48.com.
Hi, everyone. To get the second half of our Pride 48 show, please visit podismacopilot.com or subscribe to them in iTunes. If you would like to make a donation, please visit the Pride 48 website and click donate. You can also donate $5 a month by clicking subscribe. Remember that every dollar donated is used to pay for our servers, equipment, and the software needed to operate. For any one-time donations of $10 or more, you will receive a DVD, audio only, of the entire event. This is also available for $5 a month subscribers.